بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسول كريم أما بعد عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم جددوا إيمانكم قيل يا رسول الله وكيف نجدد إيماننا قال أكثروا من قول لا إله إلا الله رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said keep on renewing your iman. صحابة رضي الله عنهم inquired O رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم how should we renew our iman. Nabi alayhi salat wa salam said, recite La ilaha illallah very often. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said, like old clothes, iman also gets worn out, and hence keep on renewing it through supplication to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, recite La ilaha illallah very often, before the time of death comes, when you will not be able to say it. Recite La ilaha illallah very often before the time of death comes when you will not be able to say it. In the lives of our kabirin, our elders, we find that the zikr, excessive zikr was part and parcel of their lives. Hazrat Imam Rabbani, Mawlana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi rahmatullahi alayhi was asked in his old age, Hazrat, how much of zikr do you make? So he said, where can I make that zikr that I used to make when I was young? But alhamdulillah, still in this age, I am able to make sawa lakh, 125,000 times the zikr of the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Maulana Salim Dorat Sahab of England, he explains, when I was young, I used to go to the ishtima, and I used to listen to the talks, and they were very, very good speakers, good orators, world-renowned, internationally recognized speakers, and good people also. He said, but when Hazrat Maulana Inamul Hassan Sahab, Hazrat Ji Rahmatullah Ali, used to come on the stage, it was like the clouds were covering the sun, and now the clouds had moved and the sun came out. And he said, when I looked into Maulana's life, then for hours and hours after the Fajr Salah, he would sit sometimes right up till Zawal, taking the name of Allah Ta'ala over 100,000 times. And when we look at the lives of our pious akabirin, we find this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was deeply rooted in their hearts, and that is why they had this great spirituality, and it affected the people that they met. The talks that they gave had an effect and athar. The places that they even resided, walked, slept, read salah, those places also, the effect of it, some spiritual kings say that we can still see the effects till this day, where they made their dhikr, where they slept, where they performed their salah. Therefore, we should also make an effort how the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can come into our lives, how we can make the excessive dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and build this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, for a few minutes, we will make the dhikr of La ilaha illallah. We encourage everybody to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.